good morning, everybody. That's only half of you. Good morning to the other half. Good morning. Yeah. Well, welcome to Connect. It's lovely to have you here at St. Finian's in our Connect service. Just want to go over a couple of announcements with you before we jump into the service bit. Mondays are great here in the church, in this very room, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Last week, I think we had near 40 toddlers running around, which means beautiful controlled chaos. It is so wonderful, right? And actually, I saw one of them in this morning. I'm really excited that we're seeing more of them come in. Tomorrow night, we've got Boys Brigade. Tuesday, we've got the Crafters, some pickleball, and Boys Brigade. And then on Wednesday, we've Holy Communion at 10:30. There is the friendship tea that comes after that. And then there is on Wednesday, we've got the ladies group. They are at East Belfast Cinema for 2 p.m. And then we've got Pilates.
No, we don't.
We don't have Pilates.
Sorry. I was so busy with the music this morning, I forgot to tell somebody.
No Pilates.
I'm away this week.
So he's away, so you won't
so
be doing...
It's on the week after, but I'm away. Okay. This week, so no Pilates on Wednesday.
I've been corrected. Stan corrected. No Pilates. You could do it at home on your own if you want.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping you.
They can't, because they'll be at the Alpha course.
Oh, they'll be at Alpha with me. Because you're going to come to Alpha. Listen, we have done 3 sessions of Alpha, and we're going to be on our 4th one this week. And let me say, friends, it has been a lovely experience just to ask some questions. Think about faith. Think about who Jesus is. Why does it matter? What does it mean for me in my life? You may have grown up in church. It may be something that is very resonant with you, but you still may have those questions. This is a lovely opportunity for you to come. We have tea and really nice posh biscuits. And we have a good chat, and it's been very good. So those who have come will know, those who haven't come won't, but you could come and then you'll know. So that's on Wednesday night as well. So that's a great suggestion. Rather than Miss Pilates, which isn't on, you could come to Alpha, and then we could compete, right? So that's on Wednesday. Thursday, we've got prayers over Zoom. Next Sunday, Holy Communion at 9, Holy Communion at 11, and Compline for 7 p.m. So those are the announcements. I also want to just let you know that a little bit about where we're going this morning, okay? In Connect last year, we did these encounters with Jesus, and each month we were talking about these sort of encounters that we were having with Jesus and looking at different stories in Scripture about it. Well, this term, this year, as we think about Connect, we are looking at the principles of who we are at St. Finian's. And so each month we're going to be looking at some of these core ideas of what we are and what we aim to do with our mission and our ministry. And so there's principles like worship and prayer, fellowship, love, spiritual formation, looking at things like hospitality, care for creation, generosity, and mission. But this morning we're going to be looking at this idea of families, children, and young people, because they are a remarkable and wonderful part of who we are and who we aim to be a church for, as much as we are for ourselves. But we really want to think about our children, our youth, and our families. And so that's where we're going to be going this morning with our Bible reading and when I just do our little bit of a chat. But that's just kind of a foreshadowing of what Connect will look like over the next wee while, is looking at some of these foundational principles of who we are and who we aim to be as a church. So, with the announcements and all that behind us, we are going to stand together and say our opening prayer. So please stand with me. And we're going to say this prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and respond in loving obedience. We're going to sing our first song together this morning.
search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for
service where we confess our sins and seek God's forgiveness for the times we've missed the mark, where we've not done what we should have done. And so we're going to say this prayer together. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interests instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant, you and with one another. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all of our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to sing again, Come People of the Risen King.
Who delight to bring him praise. Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
We're going to respond to the Bible reading by singing together the song 10,000 Reasons. Please stand as we continue in singing.
Holy name.
We remain standing as we declare our faith together and affirm that which we believe by saying together, we believe. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with singing, and we sing the next song, which is called Rescuer.
He's our rescuer. Hey. He's our rescuer. Hey. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Hey. Oh, how grace abounds. Hey. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame.
Have children who probably want to go to Sunday school, and they're probably freaking out going like, I thought we were going to Sunday school, and this big gorilla forgot to tell us to go to Sunday school. I'm so sorry. If you would like to go now to Sunday school, if you haven't already gone, they're gone. Yes. I'm still learning. I'm the curate, man. I've only been here a couple months. It'll take me probably a year and a half before I get one service completely right, start to finish. It won't happen. Well, listen, friends, Oh, I panicked in the middle of that song, thinking about rescuers, and all of a sudden I'm going like, the kids. And it's actually wonderful because this morning we're going to be thinking about kids and youth and young people and families. And since I've arrived, I've heard multiple times from people, wouldn't it be lovely if we had loads of families and we had loads of kids and whatnot. And I came into the parish, right, as we were planning for this community fun day. And the hope was to let the community know that we're here and to invite them and to do a really fun thing for families. And what I saw was remarkable, actually. And we made this lovely flyer, went to knock some doors and handed it to people. And the estimates are once a year, 400 people came to our family fun day. And what I saw was a lot of them were young families, a lot of children, a lot of young people who live within our immediate framework. And so the question is, how do you translate that into people coming and being a part of our community? Well, I hope this morning, as we look at this particular passage, it will give us a bit of inspiration for where we aim and hope to go with children and families and youth work in the parish. I wonder what you were like when you were 12 years old. Can you think back and remember what you were like when you were 12? Are you happy with that thought, or are you really not happy with that thought? I know myself when I was 12. We'll just say, I got suspended from school 7 times when I was 12. For various offenses that I had done in that my 7th grade year. So me as a 12-year-old, not very good. In our text this morning, we encounter Jesus who's about 12, right? And he's a teenager. He's not a child, not quite a man. But there's this few things, and we have to look at this and think about in wonder and awe. It begins with this sort of picture, right? That they go to Jerusalem, right? And they're going to Jerusalem for, which is one sense, part of the festival of the Passover. And this picture of the family going and doing this, and this comes straight out of Exodus 23 and Deuteronomy, right? And in Deuteronomy, there's this celebration of the Passover as they're brought out of Egypt, and the festival of weeks and tabernacles. And so Deuteronomy says this: 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of tabernacles. So in Jewish law and custom, they would go and they would present themselves and they would do these things as a family, as a people. And no one should appear before the Lord empty-handed, bringing a gift in proportion to the way God has blessed you. So this is a community event, right? So all the people who would go and gather, they would come to the temple, they would bring their gifts, and Mary and Joseph, no different, right? Good Jews, they went with everyone else, and Jesus comes with them, and they go, and they present themselves, and Jesus is there, and they lived, most of them lived a ways away, so they would have to commute and travel in and go to this place to do this. So in the midst of doing that, we see in our text that Jesus, after the festival's over and they're returning home, Jesus stays, but they're unaware of it, right? So this is a chalk one up, the first kind of came for Jesus. So you're going, right, have you ever had a child or you yourself been the child who decided that you were going to do something different than what mom and dad were doing? I want to stay. Or I don't want to go, or I'm just gonna. They can go. I'm not. Have you ever done that? Have you been that person? Have you ever lost a child? Yeah. Nothing makes a parent like more like frantic than going like, oh my gosh, where is my child? They were right here, now they're not. You can imagine, as a group of people going back to their homeland after being at this big festival in Jerusalem, as they're making their way across, Mary and Joseph kind of going like, have you seen Jesus today? No, I thought he talked to you. Well, I didn't see him today. Well, go check with the others. Hey, have you seen Jesus? I know we've not seen him. So they go through and they're passing through all of the people that are going, they're going like, nobody's seen him. And they're like, oh, what do we do? So they decide they're going to go back to look for him. They go back to the big city. Can you imagine like losing your kid, even in Belfast? Where would you go first? Where would you go first to look for your kid if you lost him in Belfast? I know for me, I would probably go to, what's the HMV, the record shop. I had a pretty good chance that Liam or Jude might go there. They might go to the game store. There's a couple of comic book shops. So I know I'd have a first instance of where I might go to look. I certainly wouldn't go looking in the churches, right? Because they want to go to the shops. So here's Mary and Joseph going back into Jerusalem. They have to find Jesus. And where do they find him? They found him in the temple courts, sitting with the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. 12-year-old Jesus is in the temple, and he's asking questions. What is the meaning of life? What is my purpose? How do I be holy? How do I live a good life? How do I be moral? How do I navigate friendship? How do I navigate the world that I'm living in? Do you know any 12-year-olds? Do you know any 12-year-olds who might be wondering or asking these same questions right now? Where are they going to get the answers? I'll tell you the first place they're going. Right here, right? I'm going to take this lovely smartphone. I'm going to open it up. In the first place, I might go Snapchat. I might look on TikTok. I might go to Instagram. For us older folks who still use Facebook, I might go to Facebook. Sure, somebody's got the answers to all of the things that I need, right? They're certainly not necessarily coming to the church and asking us. I think that's a shame. I think that's actually where we get in this text that we have to maybe change our position. Change the way we feel about children, the way we feel about youth and young people. Because if we are the place where they can find the truth, then we have to be willing to speak the truth. We have to be willing to be a place that's welcoming to them so that they can come and hear the truth. And they can come and ask questions, hard ones, ones that are difficult. Ones that we may not want to have an answer for because we may not know ourselves. But that's what we see in the text. And what we also see in this is his parents saw and were astonished. Now Mary says, firstly, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. I can relate to that as a parent. Why have you done this? But the other side of that is actually, why have you done this? Because he says, why did you go looking for me? You knew where I needed to be. And you knew that he longed to be in his father's house. And he longed to be in a place where he could ask the questions, where he could learn something, where he could grow in a specific way. Tell you what, if my kid disappeared and when I went and found him, he was in a church, I wouldn't be cross at all. Because it would tell me something to the fact that they're going to a place where they're seeking out the most beautiful thing that they could. With awe and with wonder and with beauty and with knowledge and with truth. That's what the church ought to be. It ought to be the place where all of those things can be found. And we ought to be the people who welcome it. And put that forward as a thing. And the beautiful thing at the end of this passage is they didn't understand what he was saying, and they would eventually. But he goes down and he's obedient to them. And Mary treasures this in her heart. What mother treasures the thing of beauty in her heart? My son Liam turned 15 this last week, and it was this thing where as a parent you blink and it's gone. Right, when he was born, he was 5 pounds, 5 ounces. He was 7.5 weeks early, spent time in the NICU, and I could hold him in my hand. Not to embarrass him, but if you see him now, he's 6'2". He's a big lad, right? He's quite, quite a difference. And when you think of treasuring these things in our hearts, I mean, we think of our own children, we think of our own grandchildren, and the things that they do, and the way they make us laugh, and the joy that they bring. Wow, we treasure these things so deeply in our hearts. But how much more so when they're seeking after faith, and they're seeking after the God who made them in his image. What a beautiful thing to treasure in your heart. But this verse at the very end of this passage is really what I want you to hear this morning. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Jesus himself went to the place where he could ask questions and learn. What more for us do we need as a model to think about our children, our young people, and our families as being a place where people come to ask the questions of life? A place where they're welcome to seek out the truth, where their answers and their guiding and their questioning will astonish us, but they're nurtured in the reality of God's love and grace and mercy. And I'll even add this one thing too. How many of your children or your grandchildren were baptized in this parish? How many of you, at the end of that, and these baptismal vows, you make this statement where you stand up, right? And you say, we as a body, as a church, we will uphold and we will stand with and we will support the parents and the godparents in the raising of this child in the faith. And now I've really got you on the hook because you've made a vow before God and each other to support these children as they grow up in wisdom and in stature. So as a core principle, right, as your new curate, as somebody who's worked in youth work and ministry before, we've got plans. We've got things that we want to do. We've got things we want to see with our children and our youth and our young people to grow. It means there's going to be hard conversations. It means there's going to be things that we might ask for to say, we want to do this with our young people, right? We want to maybe spend this money for this initiative, or we want to have this room, or we want to do this thing, or we want them to grow in wisdom and stature. And friends, we want you to come with. We want you to be a part. If you think that you might be able or willing or capable of working with kids in any capacity, come talk to me. We need you. We need you in this place to be a place where kids can grow in wisdom and in stature. Is that something you think you could do? I certainly hope so. And I don't leave this as a guilt trip sort of thing and I'm trying to coerce you into it. I actually leave this to you as a beautiful picture. Because Jesus himself essentially left his family, went to church, and grew in wisdom and stature. What better picture for us as a church as we think about our future? We think about what it looks like to, as a principle of who we are, to welcome children, family, and youth into our parish, is to look at Jesus himself. We want our kids to be like Jesus. Jesus, in this particular instance, as a 12-year-old teenager, was asking the hard questions. May we be a place where they are welcome to ask those questions. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful account of the young Jesus who grows in wisdom and stature by leaving his family and going back to the place where you were. Lord, may it inspire us as a church to maybe think differently about how we engage with our children, our families, and our young people. Give us inspiration and help us to navigate the culture, to love our youth and children well, and that this is a place that they can grow in wisdom and stature. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand together and continue by singing the song, Thank You. Pray. Father God, we come to you this morning grateful for the opportunity to be here. There's a lot of places in this world where where to gather in your name, to sing, to hear your word. It's not possible for fear of persecution or for fear of being arrested or for fear of death. As the Lord, we don't take it for granted. We ask that you would bless us as we gather here this morning. Help us to love you with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength. And help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We thank you for your perfect law of love. We ask that you would help us to live according to your commandments, as they are the proper way to find true peace, true joy, true contentment, and true life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for your church and its witness of your kingdom in the world. Lord, we take a moment to pray for Bishop Sarah Mullally, who has been named as the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Lord, inspire her and strengthen her to lead the church and the Anglican Communion well. That she would be bold, that she would lead with courage. Lord, we pray for the potential divisions that this might bring in your church, and ask that you would bring grace and mercy and heal those divisions, that ultimately it wouldn't be the person who leads the church, but that it would be all of us wanting to be more like Jesus, that our mission would be proactive, and that the harvest would be plentiful. Restore our relationships that are broken. Help us to move on from disagreements, and that we as your church would flourish by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray that a common vision would be upon us as those who profess your name. That maybe even we as your people would aim to be like Jesus, growing in wisdom and stature. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, Lord of heaven and earth, we pray for the political and government instability in the world. It seems we've been praying for a long time for peace in the Middle East. And as we hear news that this week there may be something closer to a treaty, Lord, we ask that you would be present, that peace would at last fall in that region, that hostages would be set free, that innocent civilians would find food, and that bloodshed would stop. Lord, we think of Ukraine and Russia, Nigeria, Sudan, and all of the places that the media fails to mention. We know you're the God of justice and of mercy, and we ask that you would remember us when we pray for our leaders. May your sovereign kingship lord over the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have taught us that we are members one of another, that none of us lives for ourselves. Lord, we thank you for this church community of St. Finian's. Help us to serve well. Help us to serve in mission. And Lord, as this morning we think about children, families, and young people, Lord, we ask that you would be with our toddlers group, with the volunteers who help it, and all who come, that they may know your love through running around and causing chaos in this room. Lord, we pray for our Boys Brigade. We pray for our youth fellowship and our Sunday school. Lord, we pray for our primary schools in the area. Lord, help us to be a community that truly cares for our children, young people, and youth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, whose mercy and compassion never fails, we ask that you would look kindly upon the sufferings of all of humankind. Lord, we think of those who are anxious. We think of those who are injured or sick. We ask that you would be with those who are in hospital, those who are awaiting news, those who have just found out news. Lord, bring comfort, healing, and mercy. And so, Lord, in a moment of silence, we offer you the names of our friends, and loved ones who need your care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who's taught us to pray, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Our next song will be our song that we give our offering to, which is a fitting song as we think about how blessed is the Lord's name, one who gives and takes away, and we offer it all to him. So we're going to stand and sing, Blessed Be Your Name, as we take our offering. Well, now, friends, we're going to do this prayer as we say together, going out in the world, being sent out And so we're going to say together, we go out into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, friends, before I do the blessing, I just want to say, tonight at 7, we have Holy Communion in the church. And Jono extends his greetings to you. Jono is away this morning. He's preaching in Armagh Cathedral for their harvest service. So that's why he's not here this morning. But he'll be back tonight as part of the service. And so we'd love to see you there at that tonight. I want to extend a blessing to you. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you and yours always. Amen. We're going to sing our last song, Revival, before we go out in peace to love and serve the Lord. So let's sing together one more song. Serve our community, that we would constantly remember our young people and our children and think about how they might grow in wisdom and stature. But let us not forget that we ourselves continually need to grow in wisdom and stature in the things of Jesus. So we go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.